It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mercedes Morgan. She is with USARA here in Price. And USARA is the charity of the month at Castle Country Radio. So we're going to get an idea of what USARA does and what they do for the community. And then they've got some really cool events that are coming up that we wanted to let you guys know about so you can get ready for them, because you know, it's great things. They do this for the community to get out and get even more information. Mercedes, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about USARA. You guys have been in the community for a little while,
mm-hmm.
about over a year and a half, maybe?
About 2 years.
2 years
we've
almost.
We've had a presence here in Price.
And so let's let people know what USARA is and the different kinds of things that you do and offer to the community.
Yeah, definitely. So USARA is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we have a recovery community center. It's on Main Street in Price at 91 East Main Street. And what we offer is recovery support services. So we provide currently 7 mutual aid support groups of all pathways to recovery. We are non-clinical. We are a peer-led organization, which means that I myself, who run USARA, am in long-term recovery. And I have that same shared lived experience. And then we also one-on-one recovery coaching, as well as providing resources, connecting with resources, helping individuals to break down barriers, obstacles, goal setting, reunification, things like that.
And as you said yourself, the great thing about USARA is everybody that works there or mm-hmm. is an advisor or anything like that in USARA is in recovery.
Yes. So there are certifications to go through, obviously, but we do have that shared experience. Being in long-term recovery is one of the requirements.
So let's talk about some of the different things that you do, and you do them on a weekly basis there at USARA.
Yes. So we have a set schedule, and currently, as I mentioned, we have 7 groups. Those are all pathways to recovery. So we have things like recovery yoga. We have coffee and recovery, which is open discussion. We do an introductory 12-step, a wellness check, and we also have family fun nights once a month. So we're really working on focusing on the different areas that somebody may need or somebody may really flourish in.
And you said that last month you had a family swim night. What are you guys going to do this month?
Yeah, so this month we are going to do a really fun event. It's going to be water balloon volleyball, which is hysterical and tons of fun. So we're really looking forward to that. It'll be at the end of the month.
And you won't stay dry.
No.
I guarantee you will not. So you've got a lot of big, important events that are coming up throughout August and into September. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of those and let people know about them.
Yes, so we do have an event August 31st that is National Overdose Awareness Day. We will provide a Narcan training, and those details will be posted on our Facebook. If you look up USARA Price, you can find all the information listed there. And then we also have our annual Recovery Day event, and that will be September 24th. And we've got lots of fun stuff planned for that, a bunch of resources that'll be made available to the community, lots of education, swag. Different opportunities. We'll have a food truck there to feed our group of people that are going to come and support us. And we'll have a softball game with recoveries, law enforcement, and first responders. So it should be an amazing turnout. Lots of fun stuff coming up.
And where's all that going to go down at?
So that will be at the softball fields up at the fairgrounds.
Okay. And when was that again?
It is September 24th. It'll start at 11 and it'll go until 5:30. And there is going to be a free shuttle for individuals that don't have transportation. The shuttle will pick people up at the Peace Gardens at the top of every hour.
Okay. And you're going to have a lot of information that's going to be given out.
Yes.
And is it on that day that you're going to have the booths and everything set up as well? Let's
yes.
talk about those and give people an idea of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will have resources pulled from within our community and some that are outside of our community. So we'll have the health department there. Castleview Hospital will be there. Step One Services. Life Balance, United Way, just to name a few of them. And there will be, like I said, some external resources available too. We'll be doing some kids' face painting, but just really educating our community members. This is not an event just for those in recovery, but really for everybody within Carbon and Emery County.
And as an added little incentive to go and visit as many booths as you can.
Yes.
You guys are going to be giving away some really cool stuff.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to offer a drawing. So when you get there, you'll get a punch card. And as you visit each booth, you'll get a punch. And then you can enter that into the drawing at the end of the event.
So it's a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of good information out there.
Yes.
Because I guess I want to get your take on it, too. It's an issue. It's an issue in Carbon County.
Absolutely.
And Emery County.
It's an issue everywhere. Yeah. Right? It's something that feels more in our face because we are such a tight-knit community and we're seeing people that we really care about struggling. We're not quite so spread out. But this is problematic everywhere, and I think it's important for us to stand up even if our voice shakes and stand up and say, we're here to offer support. There are things that we can do, whether we struggle directly, indirectly, or if we're just a community member that wants to stand up and do something different. You know, we can make some changes within ourselves.
Okay, once again, we're speaking with Mercedes Morgan with USARA. They've got the Overdose Awareness Day is August 31st.
Yes.
What's going to go on there one more time?
We're going to have a Narcan training. There will be food provided, and you'll get lots of really important information that will benefit not only you, but those around you.
Is that something that you guys would like people to pre-register for? And if so, how do they need to do that?
You are more than welcome just to come in. It will be at our center on Main Street, and that's 91 East Main Street. The times will be announced on our Facebook page. And that is, again, USARA Price on Facebook.
And then, once again, on September 24th, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have the softball games, all the booths and everything that will be set up. And once again, you can find all this information on your guys' Facebook page. Do you have a website as well?
Yes, we do. It's myusara.com. That's MYUSARA.com. Or you're more than welcome to stop in the center or give us a call.
All right. Mercedes Morgan with USARA here in Price. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.